Cube Insights from the global leader in tech coverage.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the SuperCloud event preview. I'm John Furrier, host of theCUBE, and with Dave Vellante, host of the popular SuperCloud events. This is SuperCloud 2 preview, and I'm joined by industry leader and CUBE alumni, Vittorio Villaringo, vice president of cross-cloud services at VMware. Vittorio, great to see you. We're here for the preview of SuperCloud 2 on January 17th. Virtual event, live stage performance, but streamed out to the audience virtually. We're going to do a preview. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Always glad to be here.
It's holiday time. We had the first SuperCloud on in August prior to VMware Explore North America, prior to VMware Explore Europe, prior to reInvent. We've been through that, but right now SuperCloud has got momentum. SuperCloud 2 has got some success. Before we dig into it, let's take a step back and set the table. What is SuperCloud and why is it important? Why are people buzzing about it? Why is it a thing?
Look, we have been in the cloud now for like 10, 15 years, and the cloud is going strong. And I would say that going cloud first was deliberate and strategic in most cases. In some cases, the developer was going for the path of least resistance. But in any sizable company, this caused the companies to end up in a multi-cloud world, where 85% of the companies out there use two or multiple clouds. And with that comes what we call cloud chaos, because each cloud brings their own management tools, development tools, security, and so that increases complexity and cost. And so we believe that it's time to usher a new era in cloud computing, which you call the super cloud. We call it cross-cloud services, which allows our customers to have a single way to build, manage, secure, and access any application across any cloud, lowering the cost and simplifying the environment.
Since Dave Vellante and I introduced and riffed on the concept of SuperCloud, as we talked about at reInvent last year, a lot has happened. SuperCloud 1 was in August, but prior to that, great momentum in the industry, great conversation. People are loving it, they're hating it, which means it's got some traction. Berkeley has come on board with a position paper. They're kind of endorsing it. They call it something different. You call it cross-cloud services. Whatever it is, it's kind of the same theme we're seeing. And so the industry has recognized something is happening that's different than what Cloud One was, or the first generation of cloud. Now we have something different. This SuperCloud 2 in January, this event, has traction with practitioners, customers, big name brands, Saks Fifth Avenue, Warner Media, Mercury Financial, other big names are here. They're leaning in. They're excited. Why the traction in the customers? Industry converts over to the customer traction. Why is it happening? You get a lot of data.
Well, in SuperCloud 1, it was a vendor fest, right? But these vendors are smart people that get their vision from where? From the customers. This stuff doesn't happen in a vacuum. We all talk to customers and we tend to lean on the early adopters, and the early adopters of the cloud are the ones that are telling us we now are in a place where the complexity is too much, the cost is ballooning, we're going towards a slowdown potentially in the economy, we need to get better economics out of our cloud. And so every single customer I talk to today, or any sizable company, has this problem. The developers have gone off, built all these applications, and now the business is coming to the operators and asking, where are my applications? Are they performing? What is the security posture? And how do we do compliance? And so now they're realizing we need to do something about this, or it's going to be unmanageable.
I want to go to a clip I pulled out from our video data lake in theCUBE. If we can go to that clip, it's Chuck Widdell at a keynote. He was talking about what he calls deep multi-cloud by default, not by design. This is a state of the industry. If we're going to roll that clip, and I want to get your reaction to that.
Well, look, customers have woken up with multiple clouds, you know, multiple public clouds, on-premise clouds. Increasingly, as the edge becomes much more a reality for customers, clouds at the edge. And so that's what we mean by multi-cloud by default. It's not yet been designed strategically. I think our argument yesterday was it can be and it should be. It is a very logical place for architecture to land, because ultimately customers want the innovation across all of the hyperscale public clouds. They will see workloads and use cases where they want to maintain an on-premise cloud. On-premise clouds are not going away. I mentioned edge clouds, so it should be strategic. It's just not today. It doesn't work particularly well today. So when we say multi-cloud by default, we mean that's the state of the world today. Our goal is to bring multi-cloud by design, as you heard.
Yeah. Okay, Vittorio, that's the head of Dell Technologies, president. He obviously runs it. Michael Dell's still around, but you know he's the leader. This is an interesting observation. You know, he's not a customer. We have some customer clips we'll go to as well. But by default, it kind of happened, not by design. So we're now kind of in a zoom out issue where, okay, I got this environment just landed on me. What's your reaction to that clip of how multi-cloud has become present in everyone's on everyone's plate right now to deal with?
Yeah, it's multi-cloud by default. I would call it by accident. We really got there by accident. I think now it's time to make it a strategic asset because, look, we're using multiple cloud for a reason because all these hyperscalers bring tremendous innovation that we want to leverage. But I strongly believe that in IT especially, history repeats itself, right? And so if you look at the history of IT, it was always when a new level of abstraction that simplified things that we got the next level of innovation at the lower cost. You know, from going from C++ to Visual Basic, going from integrating application at the bits and byte layer to SOA and then web services. It's only when we simplify the environment that we can go faster and lower cost. And the multi-cloud is ready for that level of abstraction today.
You know, you made some good points. You know, developers went crazy building great apps. Now they got to roll it out and operationalize it globally. A lot of compliance issues going on. The costs are going up. We got an economic challenge, but also agility with the cloud. So using cloud and or hybrid, you can get better agility. And also moving to the cloud is kind of still slow. Okay, so I get that. At reInvent this year and at VMware Explorer, we were observing and we reported that you're seeing a transition to a new kind of ecosystem partner, ones that aren't just ISVs anymore. You have ISVs, independent software vendors, but you got the emergence of bigger players that just, they got platforms. They have their own ecosystem. So you're seeing ecosystems on top of ecosystems where, you know, MongoDB CEO and the Databricks CEO both told me, we're not an ISV, we're a platform built on a cloud. So this new kind of super cloud-like thing is going on. Why should someone pay attention to the super cloud movement? We're on two. We're going to continue to do these out in the open. Anyone can participate. Why should people pay attention to this? Why should they come to the event? Why is this important? Is this truly an inflection point? And if they do pay attention, what should they pay attention to?
I would pay attention to two things. If you are customers that are now starting to realize that you have a multi-cloud problem and the costs are getting out of control, look at what the leading vendors are saying, connect the dots with the early adopters and some of the customers that we're going to have at SuperCloud 2 and use those learning to not fall into the same trap. So I'll give an example. I was talking to a Fortune 50 in Europe in my latest trip, and this is a CIO that is telling me, we build all these applications, and now for compliance reason, the business is coming to me. I don't even know where they are. Right? And so what I was telling him, so look, there are other customers. Yeah. They're already there. What did they do? They built a platform engineering team. What is a platform engineering team? It's an operation team that understands how developers build modern applications and lays down the foundation across multiple clouds so the developers can be developers and do their thing, which is writing code. But now you as a CIO, as a governing body, as a security team, can have the guardrails so that you know that these applications are performing at a lower cost and they are secure and compliant.
Petura, you know, it's really encouraging and love to get your thoughts on this. One is the general consensus of industry leaders I talk to, like yourself in the round, is the old way was solve complexity with more complexity. The cloud demands simplicity. You mentioned abstraction layer. This is our next inflection point. It's got to be simpler and it's got to be easy and it's got to be performant. That's the table stakes of the cloud. What's your thoughts on this next wave of simplicity versus complexity? Because again, abstraction layers take away complexity. They should make it simpler. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, so I'll give you a few examples. One on the development side and runtime, one would think that Kubernetes would solve all the problems. You have Kubernetes everywhere, just look at it. But every cloud has a different distribution of Kubernetes, right? So for example, at VMware with Tanzu, we create a single place that allows you to deploy that any Kubernetes environment, but now you have one place to set your policies. We take care of the differences between this system. The second area is management, right? So once you have everything deployed, how do you get a single object model that tells you where your stuff is and how it's performing, and then apply policies to it as well? So these are two areas, and security and so on and so forth. So the idea is that figure out what you can abstract and make common across cloud, make that simple and put in one place, while always allowing the developers to go underneath and use the differentiated features for innovation.
Yeah, one of the areas I'm excited, I want to get your thoughts on too, is we haven't talked about this in the past, but I'll throw it out there. I think the new AI coming out, Chat, GPT, and other things like Lensa, you're starting to see new kinds of AI coming. That's going to be right in the heavy lifting opportunity to make things easier with AI and automation. I think AI will be a big factor in supercloud and cross-cloud. What's your thoughts?
Well, the one way to look at AI is one of the many main services that you would want out of a multi-cloud, right? And you want eventually, right now, Google seems to have an edge, but you know, the competition creates, you know, innovation. So later on, you want to use something from Azure or from Oracle or something like that. So you want at some point that is going to be prone. Every single service in the cloud is going to be prone to abstraction and simplification. And I'm just excited about to see what
I can't wait for the chat services to write code automatically for us.
Well, they do.
They're doing it now.
They do. Oh, the other day, somebody, you know, that I do these song parodies for fun sometimes, and somebody the other day said, asked the AI to write a parody song for multi-cloud. And so I have the lyrics. Stay tuned.
I should do that for my blog post. Hey, write a blog post on this. January 17th, Victoria, thanks for coming in and sharing the preview. Bottom line, why should people come? Why is it important? What's your final kind of takeaway billboard message?
History repeats itself. IT goes to these major inflection points, right? We had the inflection point with the cloud, and the people that got left behind, they were not as competitive as the people that got on top of this wave. The new wave is the super cloud, what we call cross-cloud services. So if you're a customer that is experiencing this problem today, tune in to hear from other customers in your same space. If you are behind, tune in to avoid the mistakes and the shortfalls of this new wave, and so that you can use multi-cloud to accelerate your business and kick butt in the future.
All right, kicking names and kicking butt. Okay, we're here on January 17th, SuperCloud 2. Momentum continues. We'll be SuperCloud 3. There'll be SuperCloud 4. More and more open conversations. Join the community. Join the conversation. It's open. We want more voices. We want more industry. We want more customers. It's happening. A lot of momentum. Victoria, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm John Furrier, host of theCUBE. Thanks for watching.